Blog Talk Radio.
And Chuck from the Shelling and Chuck Show. I'm here with my furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and it has been really a great week. I've got to admit, this is the best week I've had in such a long time, but yes, it's actually, really been nice out and enjoying the weather. And today's topic, where, you know, I don't know who will call in today. You never can tell. At 347-989-1473. It's 347-989-1473. And today's topic is none other than Wonder Woman. I brought up some information about her. And I grew up watching Wonder Woman, even though Wonder Woman's been around since, I think, like 1940, 1942. And we all know that she's an Amazon and like to read a little bit from the DC Comics, a little bit about Wonder Woman. And I get some stuff from Wikipedia, and hopefully this is all true, because I don't like to falsify anything when I'm on the radio show. In general, I don't like to falsify anything anyway. But this Wonder Woman is a fictional DC Comics superheroine created by American psychologist. That's kind of interesting. American psychologist and writer William Moulton Marston She first appeared in All-Star Comics number 8, cover date in 1942 in January. The Wonder Woman title has been published by DC Comics almost constantly, except for a brief hiatus in 1986. Her depiction as a heroine fighting for justice, love, peace, and sexual equality has also led to Wonder Woman being widely considered a feminist icon. Wonder Woman is a warrior princess of the Amazon, based on the Amazon's Greek mythology, and is known and her homeland is Diana of... Okay, let's see if I can pronounce this. Themyscira, Themyscira. She is gifted with a wide range of superhuman powers and superior combat and battle skills. She also possesses an arsenal of weapons, including the Lasso of Truth, a pair of indestructible bracelets, a tiara which serves as a projectile, and in some stories, an invisible airplane. Created during World War II, the character was initially depicted fighting the Axis military forces, as well as assortments of supervillains. Since then, Wonder Woman has gained a formidable cast of enemies bent on eliminating the Amazons, including classic villains such as Cheetah, Ares, and Cirque, and new ones like Genocide and the Circle, as well as many gods and monsters from Greek mythology. Wonder Woman has also regularly appeared in comic books featuring the superhero teams Justice Society from 1941 and Justice League from 1960. In addition to the comics, the character has appeared in other media, mostly notable the 1975 to 1979 Wonder Woman TV series by Linda Carter, as well as animated series such as The Super Friends and Justice League, which, as a matter of fact, I remember Super Friends waking up Saturday mornings watching that, and yes, I was excited because Wonder Woman was on it, and of course, I watched Linda Carter, so I grew up actually liking Wonder Woman, and I guess, you know, Wonder Woman's really tall. She's like 5'9" or so, so she is, you know, an Amazon. It says, although a number of attempts have been made to adapt the character to live action film, none has yet emerged. An animated film was released in 2009 with Kerry Russell voicing the title role. Attempts to return Wonder Woman to television also have faced problems, with the failed NBC Wonder Woman pilot in 2001 counting among more recent attempts. In September 2012, it was revealed that the CW, home of the longtime Superman TV series Smallville, was developing a potential Wonder Woman origin TV series titled Amazon. Wonder Woman has also appeared in the form of variety toys, merchandise, and pinups. And I actually have a Wonder Woman Barbie doll that I got off of eBay, which I actually have one myself. It says, creation. In October 25th, 1940, interview with the Family Circle magazine, William Moulton Marston discussed the unfulfilled potential of the medium. This article caught the attention of comics publisher Max Gaines, who hired Marston as an educational consultant for National Periodicals and All-American Publications, two of the companies that would merge to form DC Comics. At that time, Marston decided to develop a new superhero. Family Circle published a follow-up article 2 years later from the issue of Boston University Alumni Magazine. It was Marston's wife, Elizabeth, idea to create a female superheroine. William Moulton Marston, a psychologist already famous for inventing the polygraph, forerunner to the magic lasso, struck upon an idea for a new kind of superhero, one who would triumph not with a fist or firepower, with love. Fine, said Elizabeth, but make her a woman. It says Marston introduced the idea to Gaines, co-founder of All American Publication. Given the go-ahead, Marston developed Wonder Woman with Elizabeth, who Marston believed to be the model of the era's unconventional, liberated woman. Marston was also inspired by Olive Byrne, who lived with the couple in a polygamous relationship. Both women served as an example for the characters and great influence the character's creation. Wonder Woman debuted in All-Star Comics number 8, December 1941, scripted by Marston and with art of Harry G. Peter. Wonder Woman was initially named Suprema and Marston for a script, but his name was dropped. Marston was the creator of a systolic blood pressure measuring apparatus, which was crucial to the development of the polygraph, which is the lie detector. Marston's experience with polygraphs convinced him that women were more honest and reliable than men and could work more efficiently. Wonder Woman is psychological propaganda for the new type of woman who should, I believe, rule the world, Marston wrote. In 1943, issue of the American Scholar, Marston wrote, Not even girls wanted to be girls so long as that feminine action type lacks full strength and power. Not wanting to be girls, they didn't want to be tender, submissive, peace-loving as good women are. Women's strong qualities have become despised because of their weakness. The obvious remedy is to create a feminine character with all the strength of Superman plus all the allure of good and beautiful women. Initially, Wonder Woman is an Amazon champion who wins the right to return Steve Trevor, a United States intelligence officer whose plane has crashed on the Amazon isolated island homeland. The man's world looks like crime and evil, form of the Nazis. During this period, Wonder Woman joined the Justice Society of America as a team secretary. And it says Silver and Bronze Age. During the Silver Age, under writer Robert Kanigher, Wonder Woman origin was revamped along with other characters. The new origin story increased the character's Hellenic mythical roots, receiving the blessing of each deity in her crib. Diana is destined to become beautiful and Aphrodite, wise as Athena, as strong as Hercules, and as swift as Hermes. At the end of the 1960s, under the guidance of Mike C. Kosky, Wonder Woman surrendered her powers in order to remain in man's world rather than accompany her fellow Amazons to another dimension. Wonder Woman begins using the alias Diana Prince and opens a mod boutique. She acquires a Chinese mentor named Ai Ching, who teaches Diana martial arts and weapon skills. Sweet! That's kind of cool. Using her fighting skill instead of her powers, Diana engaged in adventures that encompassed a variety of genres, from espionage to mythology. In the early 1970s, the character returned to her superhero roots in Justice League of America into the World War II era in her own title. This is Modern Age. Following the 1985 Crisis of Infinite Earth series, George Perez, Lynn Wynn, and Greg Potter relaunched the character, writing Wonder Woman as Emissary, an ambassador from the Mystica to Patriotic's world, charged with the mission of bringing peace to the outside world. Perez incorporated a variety of deities and concepts from Greek mythology and Wonder Woman stories and origin. His relaunch of the character acted as a foundation for the more modern Wonder Woman stories as he expanded upon the wide accepted origin of Diana being birthed out of clay. The relaunch was a critical and commercial success. In 2010, issue number 600, J. Michael Straczynski, if I said that right, hopefully I did, took over the series writing duties and introduced Wonder Woman to an alternate timeline created by the gods in which Paradise Island had been destroyed and the Amazon scattered around the world. In this timeline, Diana is an orphan raised in New York who is learning to cope with her powers. The entire world has forgotten Wonder Woman's existence, and the main story of this run was of Diana trying to restore reality even though she does not properly remember it herself. A trio of death goddesses called the Morrigan act as the main enemy of Wonder Woman. In this run, Wonder Woman wore a new costume designed by Jim Lee, determined the plot and continued writing duties to Wonder Woman 605. Writer Phil Hester then continued his run, which ultimately concluded in Wonder Woman number 614. In 2011, DC Comics relaunched its entire line of publications to attract a new generation of readers. Brian Azzarello and Cliff Chiang were assigned on writing and art duties, respectively, and revamped the character's history considerably. In this new continuity, Wonder Woman wears a costume similar to her original costume, but a highly, completely new origin. The long-lost clay figure brought to life by the magic of the gods, she is instead a demigoddess, and the natural-born daughter of Hippolyta and Zeus. Azzarello and Chiang's revamp of this character was critically acclaimed. Kind of nice. I've always been a Wonder Woman fan, as long as I can remember. I'm just going to bring up a page here, see what else it says about Wonder Woman. Give me one moment here. It says in the Golden Age. In her debut in All-Star Comics number 8, Diana was a member of a tribe of female women named the Amazons, native to Paradise Island, a secluded island set in the middle of a vast ocean. Captain Steve Trevor's plane crashes on the island, and he is found alive but unconscious by Diana and a fellow Amazon. Diana has him nursed back to health and falls in love with him. A competition is held amongst all the Amazons by Diana's mother, the queen of the Amazon, Hippolyta, in order to determine who is the most of all, who is the most worthy of all the women. And she charges the winner with the responsibility to deliver Captain Steve Trevor back to the man's world and to fight for justice, and she forbids Diana from entering the competition. But she takes part nonetheless, wearing a mask to conceal her identity. She wins the competition and reveals herself, surprising her mother, who ultimately gives in to Diana's wish to go to the man's world. She then safely returns Steve Trevor back to his home and is awarded a special dress made by her mother for her new role as Wonder Woman. Coming to America for the first time, Wonder Woman comes upon a weeping army nurse named Diana Prince, inquiring about her state. She finds that the nurse wanted to leave for South America with her fiancé, but was unable to due to shortage of money. As both of them looked identical, Wonder Woman needed a job and a valid identity to grab Steve, who was admitted in the same army hospital. She gives her the money she had earned earlier to help her go to her fiancé in exchange for her credentials. The nurse reveals her name is Diana Prince, and thus Wonder Woman's secret identity was created and she began working as a nurse in the army. Wonder Woman then took part in a variety of adventures, mostly side-by-side with Trevor. Her most common foes during this period would be Nazi forces and sometimes villains like Baroness Paula von Gunther, the Cheetah, Dr. Psycho, and Duke of Deception. And it says about the Silver Age here. Let's see what it says right here. It says, in the Silver Age, Wonder Woman history received several changes. Her early origin, which had significant ties to World War II, was changed, and her powers are shown to be the product of God's blessing. Beautiful as Aphrodite, wise as Athena, stronger than Hercules, and swifter than Mercury, the concept of Wonder Girl and Wonder Taught, never heard of that. I'll have to look that up. Wonder Tall were also introduced during this period. Wonder Woman Volume 1, Issue 179, November 1968, showed Wonder Woman giving up her powers and returning her costume, entitled to her mother in the order to continue staying in man's world. The reason behind this was that all the Amazons were shifting to another dimension, but Diana was unable to accompany them as needed to stay back to help a wrongly convicted Steve. Thus, she no longer held the title of Wonder Woman. After meeting and training under a blind martial arts mentor, Ai Ching, Diana resumed fighting crimes as the powerless Diana Prince. She also ran a mod boutique as a business and dressed in a series of jumpsuits while fighting crime. During this period, Samuel L. Delaney took over scripting duties with issue 202. Delaney was initially supposed to write a 6-issue story arc, which would, culminate in a battle over an abortion clinic. What? Okay, I never heard of this, but I guess it's what's written here. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know. But Delaney was removed reportedly due to criticism from Gloria Steinem, who, not knowing the content of the issue Delaney was writing, was merely upset that Wonder Woman was no longer wearing a traditional costume. Bronze Age. In Wonder Woman Volume 1, 204, Diana's powers and costume was returned to her, and she once again reinstated as Wonder Woman. Ai Ching is killed by a mad sniper in the same issue. Later, Diana also meets her sister, Nubia, who is her mother's daughter fashioned out of dark clay, hence Nubia's dark complexion. Nubia was the Wonder Woman of the floating island. She challenges Diana to a duel, which ends in a draw. Returning her home, Nubia would have further adventures involving Diana. The last issue of Volume 1 showed Diana and Steve Trevor announced their love for each other in a subsequent marriage. Okay, it says Modern Age with Wonder Woman here. The events of Crisis of Infinite Earth greatly changed and altered the history of the DC Universe. Wonder Woman's history and origin were considerably revamped by the event. Wonder Woman was now an embassy and ambassador from the Themyscira, the new name for Paradise Island. I'm sorry, but I just call it Paradise Island. So I guess it's a name for it, but it's just, to me, it's always been Paradise Island. To the patriotic world, charged with the mission of bringing peace to the outside world. Various deities and concepts from Greek mythology were blended and incorporated into Wonder Woman's stories and origin. Diana was formed out of clay of the shores and who wished for a child. I guess that was her mother. The clay figure was then brought to life by the Greek deities. And it seems like this is writing over and over again. It keeps mentioning about the clay. We all know that. The gods then blessed and granted her unique powers and abilities. Beauty from Aphrodite, strength from Demetria, wisdom from Athena, speed and flight from Hermes, eyes of the hunter and unity with beasts from Artemis, and sisterhood with fire and the ability to discern the truth from Hestia. Due to the reboot, her previous history and her marriage to Steve Trevor was erased. Trevor was introduced as a man much older than Diana, who would rather later on marry Etta Candy. Main article, War of the Gods comics. Starring in Wonder Woman 2, number 51. The Amazons, who revealed their presence to the world in Wonder Woman Volume 2, number 50, are blamed for a series of murders and for the theft of various artifacts. The Amazons are then taken into custody. Queen Hippolyte is nowhere to be found. See, Trevor is forced by General Zazinkia to attack. These events led to the War of the Gods occurring. The culprit of the murders, theft, and framing of the Amazons is revealed to be the witch Circe, who kills Diana by reverting her form back into clay she was born from. Later, Wonder Woman is brought back to life and, together with Donna Troy, battles Circe and ultimately defeats her. Circe would later return by unknown means. When her mother and the other Amazons are trapped in demonic dimensions, she started receiving visions about the death of Wonder Woman. Fearing her daughter's death created a false claim that Diana was not worthy of continuing her role as Wonder Woman, and arranged a contest to determine who would be the new Wonder Woman, thus protecting Diana from her supposed fate. The participants of the final round were Diana and Artemis, and with the help of some mystic manipulation, Artemis won the contest. Thus, Diana was forced to hand over a title and costume to Artemis, who became the new Wonder Woman. Diana started fighting crime in the ultimate costume. Artemis later died in battle with the white magician. But if there are gods, how can they die? That's what I don't get. A vision of a dying Wonder Woman did come true, and they not of Diana as Wonder Woman. Diana once again becomes Wonder Woman, requested by Artemis in her last seconds. Artemis would later return as Requiem. Prior to Artemis' death, would admit to her daughter about her own part in Artemis' death, which strained the relationship as Diana wasn't able to forgive her mother for sending another Amazon to her death, knowing for the sake of saving her own daughter. Oh, Wonder Woman really has a history, doesn't she? Which is like, there's so much on Wonder Woman. Love it, love it, love it. I'm just trying to see anything about the series. That's what I'm trying to look for here. Yeah, I heard about the Amazon thing, which is really kind of cool. I really, really, I would love to see a wonderful movie be made. You know, this has been going on for a while, them to try to get a Wonder Woman series made. And I just think it's possible. I really, really think it's possible that they could get a Wonder Woman series made. But anyway, just to let you guys know, I will be setting up, you know, announcements for guests on my show. So I hope everyone's looking forward to that. But it looks like it's almost around 9:30, so it is a short show for tonight. But I will be making announcements with, you know, my future guests. So everyone, I just want to say, you know, I hope all your week is going well. And everybody, I wish you have a good night. And remember, if you have a dream, you go for it, because you're just as good as anybody else. And I am going to end the song tonight. Let's see, what am I going to end the show with tonight? Give me one moment. Well, let's see. Here we go, everyone. Have a good night.